Welcome back, everybody. I'm Rick Pettigrew. As always, we feature four top news stories from this past week of Archaeologica. Send us feedback on the Archaeology Channel Facebook page or post a message on our social networking site, ArchaeoSeek. Two ancient royal tombs in South Korea are curiously different from others explored previously. Settlements discovered by LIDAR in the Yucatan include a previously unknown and important city. The function of the calendar ring in the Antikythera mechanism, the ancient Greek analog computer made more than 2,000 years ago, finally is made known thanks to 21st century technology. An examination of an ancient temporal bone in Spain shows that a Neanderthal child surprisingly had Down syndrome and must have received extensive care for years. Thanks to everyone for supporting our subscription platform Heritage Broadcasting Service, available at heritagetac.org. We now have hundreds of titles you can binge upon on Roku. Please help us spread the word. Again, that link is heritagetac.org. Our tour program, TAC Tours, will continue in 2024 with our tour of the many eye-catching civilizations spanning thousands of years in northern Peru. Space is still available for this remarkable opportunity. The link to our tour program is at archaeologychannel.org/tours. And now here's Laura Kennedy with the audio news from Archaeologica. We hope you find this to be a valuable part of your day.
Welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Kennedy, and these are the headlines in archaeological and historical news for the week of June 23rd through June 29th, 2024. We begin this week in South Korea, where a groundbreaking discovery has thrown long-held beliefs about early Korean burial practices into question. Archaeologists exploring the tombs at Jokseom in Jeonju, the ancient capital of the Silla Kingdom, encountered two tombs of a previously unknown burial type for the period. As reported by Archaeo News, the mounds also contained an array of artifacts, including decorated pottery lids and legged bowls. The team from Jeonju's National Research Institute of Cultural Heritage unearthed a rare find for Silla excavations, silver-decorated equipment for horses, which would have been important status symbols. Typical Silla burials included a wood frame for the body, covered by an earthen mound, and surrounded by a distinctive stone boundary. The stone boundary was not present in the two burials noted by the research team. Located in southeastern South Korea, Jeonju is famous for its vast array of historical sites, including many ancient royal tombs and exquisite artifacts. Its historic areas were designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2000. Famed as a country of gold, the Silla Kingdom was the first dynasty to rule over the entire Korean peninsula during the Three Kingdoms period from 57 BC to AD 935. The capital featured a centralized government and a hierarchical system of social ranks. The Jokseom district was a significant burial ground for Silla nobility, holding some 1,300 tombs. The district, in the heart of the city, lies minutes from the Silla-era Cheomseong-di, the oldest surviving astronomical observatory in Asia and possibly the world. Jeonju was a center of culture, arts, and science, with a particular focus on mathematics, astronomy, and astrology. The observatory tower was likely the centerpiece of an entire specific sector. The Jeonju National Research Institute of Cultural Heritage has conducted annual surveys and research on Jokseom since 2021, identifying some 40 additional Silla tombs. Ongoing efforts will investigate their features in more detail. Next, we travel to Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, where archaeologists have peered beneath the dense jungle canopy of Campeche for the first time to locate modest-sized Maya settlements abandoned over 1,000 years ago. While their existence was first discovered in the 1990s, this new survey is the first to provide a more detailed look, and it revealed an important but previously unknown city. As reported by Heritage Daily, a team from Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History used light detection and ranging technology, or LIDAR, to examine the area. The newly found city is situated in a virtually impenetrable part of the peninsula, where lush jungle vegetation creates a black hole on the archaeological map of the central Maya lowlands. Since no exploration had ever occurred in the region, not a single known site had existed in an area of some 18 to 2,500 square miles. Juan Carlos Fernandez Diaz, an assistant professor in civil engineering at the University of Houston and co-investigator at the National Center for Airborne Laser Mapping, spotted the city in March during an airborne archaeological survey. Later, a University of Houston plane carrying the laser mapping device made 3 4-hour flights to capture the images. Although no major urban centers were known in the area, the LIDAR survey identified evidence of leveling, a plaza, and a pyramid-shaped construction. It also spotted a canal designed to drain accumulated water from the plaza. Other features include a civic and ceremonial center with 42-foot-high buildings, a ball court, and a substructure that may date from the early Classic period, between AD 200 and 600. The team of researchers named the site Okomtun, after the Maya word for stone column. When they went to physically survey the site, they faced enormous challenges. After overgrown tracks and roads ended, they had to hack their way through the thick jungle with machetes and chainsaws. While the city resembles other Mayan cities from the same period, some of its characteristics were unexpected, including complexes of structures arranged in almost concentric circles. According to building's team leader, Ivan Sprach, a researcher at the Slovenian Academy of Sciences and Arts, they may have served as marketplaces. It could take years to fully excavate Okomtun and understand why it was deserted. Many of the neighboring, once densely populated settlements in the southern and central Yucatan Peninsula were abandoned in the 9th and 10th centuries. The Maya people abandoned cities in the Yucatan for various reasons, including soil depletion, overpopulation, depression, prolonged drought, and warfare. Researchers have yet to piece together the principal cause or sequence of events for Okomtun. Next, we head to Scotland, where astronomers from the University of Glasgow have used this century's most cutting-edge scientific equipment to cast new light on the function of the oldest known analog computer. In a new paper published in the Orological Journal, university researchers describe how they use two statistical analysis techniques to reveal new details about the Antikythera mechanism, a mysterious ancient Greek device discovered in 1901 in a sunken shipwreck. The artifact was showcased in the 2023 movie Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. The shoebox-sized instrument is a hand-operated mechanical computer dating from the 2nd century BC. Exterior dials connected to internal gears allowed users to predict eclipses and calculate the astronomical positions of planets on any given date with accuracy unparalleled by any other known device of the time. In 2020, new X-ray images of one of the mechanism's rings, known as the calendar ring, provided a clearer view of the small, evenly spaced holes that sit beneath it. Since the ring was broken and incomplete, it wasn't clear how many holes it originally had. Professor Graham Wone of the University of Glasgow's School of Physics and Astronomy employed a technique called Bayesian analysis. This technique uses probability to quantify uncertainty based on incomplete data to calculate the likely number of holes. His colleague, Dr. Joseph Bailey, a research associate at the university's Institute for Gravitational Research, took a different approach. He examined the calendar ring by adapting techniques used to read signals from the LIGO gravitational wave detectors. These devices measure tiny ripples in space-time caused by massive astronomical events. Together, the two sampling methods provided a comprehensive estimate of the original number of holes. The count of 354 or 355 holes is solid evidence that the ring was most likely used to track the Greek lunar year, which is 354 days long and comprises 12 lunar cycles. According to Professor Wone, it's a neat bit of symmetry that techniques we use to study the universe today helped illuminate how people kept track of the heavens nearly 2 millennia ago. To learn more about the Antikythera mechanism, you can see videos about the device produced by Tony and Martin Freeth on our streaming platforms at archaeologychannel.org and heritagetac.org. Our last story takes us to Spain, where the skeletal remains of a Neanderthal child with Down syndrome have suggested that ancient humans provided care and support for their community's vulnerable members. According to the study published this week in Science Advances, the remains, affectionately named Tina, were unearthed during excavations by an international team of researchers at Cova Negra. Located in Valencia, this cave is known for significant Neanderthal discoveries, dating between 146,000 and 273,000 years ago. Researchers reconstructed a three-dimensional model of her inner ear using microcomputed tomography scans of a cranial fragment from Tina's right temporal bone. The model revealed that Tina suffered from a congenital pathology of the inner ear associated with Down syndrome. It would have produced severe hearing loss and disabling vertigo. Tina's survival beyond age 6, in spite of these challenges, and her upbringing in a harsh environment indicates that she received extensive care from her social group. Neanderthals have long been known to have cared for their disabled members. Until now, however, all cases have involved adults, leading some scientists to suspect caregiving was part of a reciprocal exchange rather than a desire to help others. Tina's case provides evidence of care provided to an individual who could not return the favor. Tina's fossil came to light in 1989. Its Neanderthal identity was only recently confirmed by a review of faunal fragments that revealed the peculiarly proportioned semicircular canals found in Neanderthals. Tomography scans revealed the congenital pathology of the inner ear that signals a Down diagnosis. Today, we know Down syndrome is caused by an extra partial or full chromosome. As recently as the early 20th century, survival did not extend beyond childhood. Although life expectancy for those with the condition is now more than 60 years, a supportive and caring community is as critical as ever. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. Also, check out our new subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, at heritagetac.org. I'm Laura Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.